Near the city of Philippi, a river sparkles in the sunlight. One day, a long time ago, Lydia and her friends were walking by this river. And as they walked, Lydia said to one of her friends, "I see two men coming our direction." And the friend said, "Well, maybe they're people like us, looking for a place that they can pray and worship God together with some other people on this Sabbath day." And Lydia said, "Well, I hope so, because it would be very nice to have some new friends to join in our conversation and in our study about God." And Lydia called out to those two men who were getting closer and who looked like they'd been traveling for a long, long time. She said, "Greetings. Welcome to Philippi. My name is Lydia. These are my friends." And one of the men said, "My name is Paul. This is Silas and my other friends. We're looking for a group of people that might be gathering here by the river outside the city to pray and worship God this morning." And Lydia said, "That's exactly what we're doing here today. We're a small group of people, but we'd be very happy to have you join us." And so they gathered together, the men and the women. They sang a song. They prayed some prayers. And those who could remember some verses from the scripture, something that one of the prophets had said, recited it. And then pretty soon they began to talk about Abraham and Sarah and their people's covenant with God. And then Paul took the opportunity to begin to tell these new friends about Jesus. And he could tell that Lydia was really interested, really excited to be hearing about Jesus. "Wow," said Lydia, "God sent Jesus so that we would know what God is like and so that we could learn to live God's way. God's love is for everybody. That is really good news." Paul and Lydia talked a little bit more, and Lydia said, "I want to be baptized. I want to follow Jesus." So right then and there, Paul helped Lydia walk out into the river, and she dunked her whole self in the water, and she came up dripping wet, but smiling a big smile. She said, "This is my new beginning with God." Now Lydia had friends, and she had people who worked for her, and she had relatives, and they all respected and admired and trusted Lydia so much that they all decided to get baptized too. They all walked right out into the river, and they decided all together that they were going to follow Jesus. So then Lydia said to Paul and Silas and the other new friends, "You need a place to rest and you need food to eat. I want you to come to my house. My house is big enough for guests. I have a successful business. I sell purple cloth. I would be really happy and honored if you would come and stay at my home for as long as you are in Philippi." And so that's how it was that Lydia became the mother of the church in that place. We're going to join hands now. If you could find somebody near you whose hand you could hold so that we can say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for all those who help us learn about you and about your love. Mothers and grandmothers, fathers and uncles, friends, teachers, coaches, music directors. Faith and love are great gifts, and we are so thankful for these blessings in our lives. Amen.